This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
How many of these sexual assault allegations are we going to have to talk about with Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys? Because this is exhausting.
Bruh.
It's getting to the point now where it's like, Nick, hang it up.
What is there to hang?
Even if there were two lies out of the five or whatever we've seen, enough. Most men don't have to say, the last time I was accused of sexual assault. If you do, that's pretty bad.
That's true.
All the other dudes in Backstreet Boys don't seem to be having these claims thrown at them nonstop. I mean, you know, it's just making, I'm starting to get pissed because now he's like, oh, it's all full of lies. It's this woman who claims she was sexually assaulted on his yacht. When she was 15, he was 23, she said.
Whoa.
He says it's all full of false allegations. She says that in 2003, Nick forced himself on aboard a yacht and on a bus after plying her with alcohol.
Oh?
He forced himself on her aboard the yacht. Sorry, I don't know if I said that funny, but
okay, that makes more sense.
He forced himself on her while on a yacht after shoving tons of alcohol inside of her.
Yeah.
And she was 15. He's denying it.
What was she doing there?
If you're 15, it's a Backstreet Boy, and your parents think you're at a concert or something. Who knows? All the times I lied and could have gotten myself into trouble.
I feel that.
And thank God there weren't men who were going to sexually assault me there like this.
Man.
Because if there had been, that would have...
Could have been a different story.
As a teenage girl, I did all kinds of stupid stuff. My parents would die and be Touché. Like, you put yourself in horrible positions.
Touche.
But I shouldn't have to worry about men sexually assaulting me.
Yeah, the triple touche. Because right? I'm sitting here wondering, how do you end up on a yacht?
Because you're just being young and stupid and you're partying and you see a celebrity and the next thing you know, you're on a yacht with them. I'm in. Like, because you're 15 and stupid.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
Right? And that's exactly what people say to women. How'd you end up there? Why were you... No, how did he end up sexually assaulting me?
Well, how did y'all end up in that situation together is what I want to know.
God.
Where do you find them and where do they find you and where do y'all meet up and go,
celebrity.
Let's go hang out on a yacht?
He was a Backstreet Boy. He could have...
He ain't check no ID?
No. Doesn't sound like it.
Boy.
Doesn't sound like it. 15 years old. 15.
Man, as far as allegations go, these are wild. And yeah, you right, he might need to hang it up.
Nick Carter, this is like, I feel like we're talking about these more and more, these sexual assault allegations. You can only get so many of these before you're R. Kelly, and it's enough already. It's like, stop. Stop.
Oh,
For years, we heard this about R. Kelly, and people just ignored it. For years, and that's why it made me crazy when that case finally came down.
For sure. It was like,
how many times do we have to hear? How many times do I have to hear about it before we start to take it seriously?
I guess we'll find out in Aaron Carter's case. Nick Carter's case, excuse
Aaron
me.
Aaron passed away.
R.I.P. Man, I get the two confused.
I'm talking about Nick. We'll keep you updated. Ooh, Jonas Brothers tickets, 7:45 this morning and every day this week.
Hey, yo, that's right.
And then we found out next week we'll be back with Dave Chappelle tickets. What's up now?
I'm going to just keep quoting Chappelle, man.
It's going to be so good.
Oh, my goodness.
So good. I'm sorry if you woke up and cried like I did when you walked outside because it's cold. If you haven't gone outside, it's cold.
It's a little chilly today.
It's sweatshirt today.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I come in with a sweatshirt when I didn't need it, and today I left one at home.
Bro,
what was I thinking?
We lost 2 degrees since we got here.
It's cold.
It's colder.
Yeah.
Now.
Is it?
Yeah.
God, unbelievable. Well, I was thinking because today, we're almost at the end of the month. It's August 30th.
What do you mean? It is the end of the month.
What day of the week is it?
Today is Wednesday.
Oh, thank
Wednesday?
You. I've teased my kids every
the 30th.
Day. Every day since COVID, what day of the week is it? I swear to God. Not before COVID, after COVID. What day of the week is it? I don't know why that screwed up my sense of time for the rest of my life.
Nobody knew what day it was for about a year.
2 years. Are you kidding me? I was like, what? We're almost at 4 and I still don't know what day it is.
Yeah, true.
But we're at the end of the month. But we still got one more day. Tomorrow is the end of the month.
What do you mean? No, tomorrow's the 1st.
Tomorrow's the 31st.
No, tomorrow's the 1st.
No. Friday is the 1st.
What are you talking
about? Because August has 31 days.
Oh, dog.
And this is so hard for people to remember how many days months have. We all know February. That's like the easy one.
Yeah, 30.
For me, I don't even know how I remember, but it's like I have something in my mind where June comes along and I go, well, there's no June 31st. I've never heard of June 31st. So that means there's 30. Like, I have these weird things that click in my mind that make me remember that there's 31 or 30 days. But I don't know why.
You could do that?
I don't know why. There's got to be a system that people know. Do you know how many days have 30? Like, do you know January? How many days?
They don't know.
31. I can see the calendar in my mind, but that's it.
Every month to me has 30 days.
No.
Yes. No. Shrug shoulders, yes.
July, I get confused a lot. There's 31 in July, and I always think there's 30. I don't know why.
I have zero clue. And I know I've heard of people being able to, like, tell themselves, sing some song, use some mnemonic device or acronym that reminds them how many days are in what month. I've never been able to do that.
That's how I did it with the planets. It was like Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and Jupiter. I had to say them out in like a little song, much like the states.
Never learned the states like that?
But I don't know why I know the months. I don't know if that's just from life experience and looking at a calendar enough that I could tell you, but I still screw them up. August, I forget sometimes it has 31 days. How do you know? Doesn't your wife have a trick? She teaches third grade.
I've never asked her that.
Come on.
This has never come up in conversation in the years we've been dating or married.
You got the best resource and you don't even know it. It's a teacher because they have all the secrets.
I call
my sister sometimes. I'm like, how do you get people to remember how to do this? How do fractions work again? Like, well,
and she's a third grade teacher, so this is kind of like her bread and butter. I probably should know how many days are in the month.
She's probably working on time and date and money and all.
All of that. Or literally all of that with these kids. Bruh, I don't know. I've never learned and I've never wondered. I've just always gone through life
on a calendar.
30 days. I either know what day it is, you know, date of the month, whether it's the beginning. I know every month has a first. I'll tell you that.
Well, obviously. How do people remember what months have 30 or 31 days? I'm curious if you guys have a system. 414-533-1037. We'll pull up a call real quick. Why not? And we'll see. Because school's back in session. We might just get a teacher on the phone. You never know. Hello, Kiss. Who's this?
It's Ashley from Cudahy.
Ashley.
It's like the gods have answered. I said, send me a teacher. And they said, ta-da!
Got it. Hold on.
Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
How do you remember how many days are in the month? Because DZ says he never knows. He thinks it's 30 during every month. Mm-hmm. I somehow can figure it out.
So it's 30 days has September, April, June, and November. February has 28, the rest have 31.
So slow down.
That sounded like a rhyme, but I couldn't follow.
Start over. Now that I know how it goes, start over. Slow. I need the first part slow again.
30 days has September, April, June, and November.
Those are the 30 days.
Yep.
See, I had to clarify that that's what she meant. September. Say it again.
and slow down.
Even so, slower this time.
30 days has September, April, June, and November. Uh-huh. February has 28.
Okay, that's where I need you to stop. So if we can get the 30 days down, we will know the rest.
30 days has September, April, June, and November.
Those are the 30. Yep. Those are the months that have 30 days, 30, period.
That's it.
February's 28, you know that, and the rest are 31.
February's 28?
Correct.
Shut up.
No, for real.
For what?
It ain't 29? Oh, man.
You're joking, right?
No.
29 is when it's a leap year. Your wife's going to kick your butt today leap year question. I mean, come on.
That's fine.
Okay, if February's 28, unless it's a leap year, then it's 29. That's why people joke about, oh, you're born on February 29th. Where do those people go? Because their birthday doesn't exist birthday.
My dad's is a March 1st, so that's why people joke on him sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, but I still don't follow. So finish the rest, Ashley.
So September is 30 days. September is 30 days.
Uh-huh. No, I got that.
And April.
I'm trying to hear the rest of the rhyme.
Well, the rest is 31. It's 30 or 31, man. Nah. Minus February, which is 28. There's no other days to pick. Mm. It's not clicking for DZ.
Nope.
Ashley, we need a different method. It's not working.
Lybulbane. Nope. I'm sorry, y'all. This is not a joke. I am not following.
You need to clearly have some more coffee.
Yeah, I think that might be the answer. Coffee more than brain.
There we go. Stop thinking of the days and start drinking more coffee.
It's the caffeine. Okay. It's the caffeine. Well, I'll talk with them while we play a song, and we'll take some calls next.
All right.
Got this, Ashley. Hold on. I'll be the teacher's aide today.
Appreciate you, Ashley. Have a good day.
414-533-1037. We will take your calls and your texts next. How do you remember how many days are loser in the month. Ashley's method wasn't working for DZ. We're going to start fresh next.
Thank you.
Kiss FM. It's Dates 101 around here. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to talk about how you remember the days of the month and which months have 30 and which have 31.
I just don't. I trust in the fact that everybody else around me knows.
Well, you're too old to have that mentality. You got to grow up a little, DZ. You can't be, everyone else will figure it out.
I feel like I'm grown enough and I'm not perturbed by it. My electronics say what day it is. Everything says it. Like, why do I need this memorized?
Oh, okay. That's your take on it. Fair enough. MJ is calling. She's on her way to the gym this morning. MJ, good morning.
Good morning. How you both doing?
Good. You got some advice for DZ on how to remember the days of the month?
I absolutely do. So have him take his hand and put it like he's got it in a fist.
Oh, I'm good at that.
Start with the knuckle on the forefinger. That is January. The indentation is February. The next knuckle is March. Go all the way through to the pinky knuckle. That's going to be July. And then start again with that knuckle. That's August.
Wait.
All the way back.
MJ, are we on both hands or one hand? I'm so confused.
One hand.
Both. One hand. Both.
Yep. So
both.
Your first knuckle is January. The indentation February. Next knuckle, March.
Wait,
then April.
Are we starting on our thumb or our pointy finger? Which finger are we starting on?
Your pointy index. Don't use the thumb at all.
Got no. That's what I needed. Okay, now here we are.
Thumbs don't exist. Got it.
We're using. We're doing. We've got our hands and fists ready. No thumb, though.
So go, there you go. So go January with the forefinger knuckle.
Yep.
Indentation February. The middle finger knuckle March. Then April. The ring finger May. Then June. The pinky knuckle.
I'm so lost.
July. And then start back on the pinky knuckle and go back the opposite direction.
This makes sense, but not the last one. Are you joking?
I don't know
right
how
now?
We're counting still, but I'm following. I'm tracking the months on my knuckles. I'm just wondering when I punch something.
He is looking. At his fingers as we do this, each one.
I'm following, I just still don't understand how this tracks the days.
Explain.
It's tracking which months have, basically, which are your longer months, right? So you've got 31 days in each of those months.
In each of what months?
In which knuckle?
Every knuckle. Every knuckle you have, there's 31. So if you start with January in your forefinger, that's 31. Yep.
And then February is only 28.
28th or 29th, if there's a leap year, and that's the indentation.
We got to do this visually. This is not working out on the radio. This is, we got to stop. I'm sorry, MJ. I love you. Then we'll do a video and we'll put it online because I'm more confused.
Now you're not following?
Well, I'm looking at you doing it and I'm more confused than ever.
Now I understand. And you go, no. Now I'm lost.
Well, we've been doing this for 2 minutes. We got to stop. We got other people on the phone. MJ, thank you. I get it. I think I get it. If you can line up the months on your fingers, you can figure out the longer ones somehow.
I think what MJ was trying to get to was the fact that each knuckle, when you're on knuckles, those are 30 days.
Right.
Right?
30, so there's 31 days.
Those are the 31 days, excuse me. So January, 31. February does not have 31. March has 31.
You can explain this to me. I'm bored with
April,
this. I'm bored with this.
Oh, okay,
I'm
bored. Well, Ali's bored. Never mind.
How long am I going to try this method before I go? I got to try a different one.
We tried the last method. This method didn't work either. MJ, we appreciate you. We're going to try another method.
Well, you might have helped DZ, which is the goal here. So
you don't.
Have a great day, MJ.
Somebody did say I start on my pinky finger on my left hand and work right. I assume with the same thing that she's talking about. Let's go to Cammy in Milwaukee. Good. Oh, did we lose? She's gone. Okay. Could
she was probably needing her knuckles too.
They're all gone because they're bored. Well, now we're out. Everybody left.
Dang.
Well, I guess figure out the knuckle theory.
We'll get there.
We'll do a video. There you go. Kiss FM. Don't forget, we have Jonas Brothers tickets. 7:45 this morning, so you got to be here to win.
That's like less than an hour, ain't it?
Very less than an hour, if that made sense. Anyway, let's go into what would DZ do?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Lorena wrote into the show and wants to know what to do about her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. What's the story?
So she says, My firstborn is coming up on her quinceañera birthday.
Her quinceañera.
Yep, her quinceañera, her 15th birthday.
I've been in one of those.
Yeah, I've been in I've been in a couple of them.
I was 15, so it was 5 years ago, but...
Oh, that was yesterday.
It's recently. So her daughter's coming up on her birthday.
Mm-hmm, on her quince, her 15, said, I know these take a couple years to fully plan out the right way. Her father's not the type to plan or arrange anything. Any type of holiday, birthday, vacation, any planning is on me. I asked my daughter what she wanted, either a quinceañera or a sweet 16. She says she doesn't want either. She just wants a sweet 16 vacation somewhere new.
Mm.
She also doesn't like dancing and hates, capital hates, being the center of attention.
This girl doesn't want a quinceañera? No!
Her father doesn't care much either way, but... His family's another story. They've been dropping hints about it, and when we say we don't think we're going that route, we get faces. Muecas, faces, that's muecas in Spanish. You know what I'm saying?
No, I believe you.
They be like, sneers, smug looks,
Okay.
I feel they want it for them and not for her. They see our kids once in a very blue moon, and some have only been to 1 out of 10 birthday parties for her. After the 10th, we decided we're just going to start taking vacations instead for birthdays, since no one really showed anyway. How do we go about putting our foot down? We're letting her decide what she wants without looking like jerks and like we're not letting traditions die out.
Is it like bad to not do a quinceañera for your kid?
Being Latino.
All Latinos? No.
9 out of 10.
Your nationality, whether you're like Puerto Rican, Mexican, doesn't matter.
Well, 15,
I thought it mattered.
15 for young girls is a coming of age.
Yeah.
It is, you hear a lot more prevalence of it in the Mexican community.
Yeah.
Just because that's kind of like the biggest population.
My friend that did it was Puerto Rican, and I didn't think about it until I was an adult, and I went, wait, was she supposed to have one?
No, yeah. A lot of Latinos do. My little sister had two. She had one here in the States and one in Colombia.
Well, damn.
So, yeah, no, they do quinceañeras. It's all a matter of how modern you are, how interested you are, how traditional you are.
Yeah.
A lot of Latin cultures stick to heavy tradition.
Yeah.
So family,
this is a big deal to not do this, basically, is what I wanted to get at.
It is a big deal to not do this, but it's only a big deal because traditions are only traditions when you continue to do them.
Mm-hmm.
They fall out when you stop. If you care about the tradition, then you should continue on.
You're right, actually.
Do you, right?
You're so right about that.
They're letting their daughter, the one who's the center of attention in this scenario, the coming of age, the one who's coming of age, make that coming of age decision on what do you want. Baby girl, this is on her. This is her day. And unfortunately, tradition doesn't really allow it to be about you. Tradition is more about the family.
Right.
Right? Because tradition isn't about an individual. Tradition is everyone involved.
But she doesn't care about tradition.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But she cares about her family.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I'm in a tough spot. Because I want to say, take the trip.
Yeah.
Do y'all.
Take the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go about putting your foot down. Don't.
But that's not what you're saying?
Don't not take the trip. Let her take her sweet 16 trip. This is what DZ would do. Let her take her sweet 16 trip. Y'all do what you plan. What she wants and have it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to his family and say, if you guys want her to have a quinceañera.
Then you're making her do what she doesn't want to do. She's already uncomfortable.
That's part of life. Some of life is learning to do some things.
The one who hates the attention on you and you're going to force her to have a birthday party? You wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, I would. I would because in this scenario, what I would do is go to the family and say, now if y'all want her to have a quinceañera, she wants a 16 trip, a sweet 16 trip.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to do as a family. If you want her to have a quinceañera, a 15, guess who's going to plan it? Guess who's going to put it together? Guess who's going to pay for it? Y'all. Because if y'all want it, this is for you. Then you throw the party and we will bring the guest of honor. But we will not be doing any of the planning. Lorena, that's what I would do. Mm-hmm. I do us. We going to do our trip on 16.
Mm-hmm.
But if y'all want a 15, guess who's going to put up for it? Put up or shut up. Because if y'all don't want to put up for it, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. I'm with you. All right. So you're saying they don't know what to do because her daughter doesn't want the party, doesn't want the quinceañera.
Yep.
You said take her on the sweet 16 trip she wants, and if it's that big of a deal to the
family,
they can pay for it.
Exactly.
All right. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts because Lorena wants to know, her daughter doesn't want a party. What should she do? I'm with you, though, about tradition. You're right. It's nothing. That's what it is.
If they want to maintain the tradition, they maintain the tradition. Oh, nobody's saying no.
Oh, somebody already went off on you, though. They said, DZ, your advice sucks this morning. Don't make the girl feel forced to do anything she doesn't want to do. She doesn't want to have the party.
Then call and give better advice. 414-533-1037.
We'll take your calls next.
You got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Lorena wrote into the show, and she said her daughter doesn't want to have a party for her quince birthday. She doesn't want a party. She doesn't want a quinceañera. She just wants to go on vacation.
Hates dancing.
16.
Hates being the center of attention.
Yeah. So you said, go on the vacation and tell the other part of the family, if you're so worried about the traditions dying out, you pay for it and you do it.
Mm-hmm. You plan the party then.
Let's go to Betty this morning in Belgium. She's on her way to work. Good morning, Betty.
In Belgium.
Good morning.
Ooh, extra Good energy morning. This morning. I love it.
Hey-o.
I got to have the energy. I'm a teacher.
On
my way, getting ready for the new year and
nice.
Getting things going. Got to be amped up.
Fantastic.
I love it. What grade do you teach?
4-year-old kindergarten.
Ooh, oh. Kindergarten. Oh.
Yeah, 4-year-old kindergarten, but in the afternoon. So my 4-year-olds leave at 11, and then I teach Espanol. I teach Spanish in the afternoon to the rest of the elementary kids.
Well, hola. Hola.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. I kind of understand both parts. My parents also wanted to throw me quince. I'm Mexican. And I'd also be center of attention, but I did want to be around my family.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of did something similar to what DZ is suggesting. We went on a family trip. All of our family is in Mexico, straight up. So we went and we did have a party, but it was very low key. It was not the traditional with the chambelanes and the whole nine yards.
Dancers.
It was basically me dressed up with a bunch of my family. There was music, but there was no pressure on making me do the whole dance, and we did the church thing before.
Okay.
So you modernized it a little. You modernized it to what you wanted.
We did.
Yeah.
Well, they made it their own.
Customized it. They made it to fit me.
Mm-hmm. Like, I love that.
For them, the church part, was the Catholic portion of it, was the most important.
Sure.
So we did that. And then the party itself was basically a big family party. Whoever wanted to come, wanted to come. It was not this big expensive thing. I did not have this extravagant dress because that's not me. And then we did go on a trip. So, I mean, I can see both parts. I wanted to have a quince because I wanted to maintain my Mexican traditions and cultures.
So then what do you think what do you think Lorena should do?
Do a hybrid?
I think they should do a hybrid. I think straight up, so she still wants to do the vacation thing, do the vacation thing for her quince too.
Mm-hmm.
But if the family wants to get together, just have a celebration, then do it low key.
Yeah, keep it low key.
Have a celebration. Don't make it this big, because what the girl is probably worried about is having like the chambelanes and the dance and that whole big part.
Yeah.
Maybe if they can just do like a hybrid, embrace the church part of it. Because
you guys are doing the parent thing where maybe we'll do half of it. She doesn't want it, but we'll try. No, I'm saying you're wrong.
It's a compromise.
Let her live and she doesn't want it.
It's a compromise.
But half maybe. You're like saying, I know she doesn't want it, so we'll lessen it a little. So maybe she'll want it then, even though she's saying, I don't want it. Like if you didn't want a party. And I'm like, but what if we did it a little? What if we did it this way? And you're like, I don't want a party.
Maybe,
and we still did a party.
You're basically going to make her do it. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, but maybe she doesn't want the whole traditional big
thing.
Yeah.
Elaborate. Elaborate. Well, and maybe she wants something that's just a lot less of the pressure. Like Betty's saying, she doesn't want the dancer. She doesn't want to practice for 6 months to memorize dances and do all of this. No, we get it, Betty. We appreciate the call. It was great advice.
Thank you, Betty.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Let's go to Destiny in Milwaukee, because you know she's going to have something smart to say. Ready.
In the air, because he's a true player.
Destiny.
Why you gotta get ready? Why I gotta have something smart? I like that you put me out there that I'm very highly educated on the situations in hand that be thrown my way.
Well, I mean, you're gonna speak on quinceañeras, you should know something about them. I'm just saying.
So we throw in this one, Destiny. How you gonna catch it?
So this is the problem, is that a lot of the generations nowadays are dying out on what our traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Make it tamales, you know what I'm saying? In the Hispanic culture, I should say.
I think it's every culture. I think even my parents were much more religious than I am now.
Yeah.
I had a bar mitzvah.
And having a quinceañera just isn't about the whole dance thing. My daughter is going to be 13 on Saturday. She's going to do the quinceañera, but she just spent 2 years going to school for her first communion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's something you just can't... go and say, okay, we're going to have a quinceañera. That's not how that works.
It takes
there's
time.
Steps mm-hmm. and there's procedures, and mm-hmm. you need to realize what are you really doing.
Yep.
So maybe they didn't prepare this young lady for what needs to be done, and that's why she doesn't want to do it, because she really doesn't know what it's all about.
Ah.
All she knows is, hey, I'm Latina. When I turn 50, I'm supposed to have a quinceañera, and it's this big party and this and that, but mija, it's more than that, and nobody
right.
gave her the backbone on it, so she's not very educated in it. So why would you want to go somewhere if you're not too educated in it? Or
ooh,
why would you want to do it? Just throw
ooh.
Me a party and let's call it a day.
Yeah.
Ooh, I mean,
so maybe
I don't
it's
disagree.
On her family. Maybe it's on her family that, you know, hey, we want you to do this. But, mija, if you haven't gone to church and you don't know what it all is.
Then why are you doing it? You're just doing it to do it. This is
she doesn't
thing.
Understand it. I mean, when you did your bat mitzvah, it was planning. It was months. It was
yeah, but
going
I still didn't want
to.
I just did it because I was supposed to do it. It was
right.
like you were just told what you were supposed to do. It's like everything else in our childhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
but that's
like,
how it's supposed to be, though. That too bad. You know what I'm saying?
Too bad. It didn't matter. They wasted all that money.
I don't care if you want a quinceañera or you don't, but look, you're going to have one, and we're going to start the process now because this is what has to get done for you to get there. And then once they get there to that special day, she's going to be like, oh, so this is what it was all for.
Now I get it.
Now I can understand.
I guess what I'm saying is, are you building a foundation for faith, which is what you're saying the goal is destiny, or is the kid just doing what they're supposed to do because the parent, is the kid getting the foundation, and are they going to, you know, are they receiving it? Are we just saying, you got to understand this is what this is about.
Or like every other Hispanic,
you know?
We get together just to drink. Oh, you're 15? Okay, come on, mija.
Okay,
come on,
mija.
The modelos, the coronas, hurry. Chulas, make the frijoles.
Destiny, get out of here.
She's saying they're not prepared, so they're not even ready for it anyway.
Yeah, well, honestly, and I hear what she's saying. Unless you're giving the full invocation of what all these things mean, you
like
might not care.
This is like people get married in a church but aren't religious, and I'm like, you make no sense. Like,
yeah.
you're just getting married
exactly.
in a church because
see
you think
saying?
That's what we do.
Exactly.
But you're not religious, so you have no business getting married in a church.
It's like people
stupid.
Wearing Jordans and they don't play basketball. That was back in the day.
Rude.
I'm sorry.
That was rude.
Why are you coming at Allie like
Why
that, Destiny?
Rude?
That's a different conversation.
I played once last year. Let me live.
Oh, Hooper. Hooper for sure.
Yeah, there you go. I made a free throw. Now I can wear them.
I watched my kid play rec ball. Leave me alone.
My son's a hooper.
No, it's not. Okay, Destiny, have a great day.
All right, you guys, later.
Later, fam.
Oh, my God. All right. Do we have time for one more?
Real quick?
I guess. I'm scared. Tony or Kayla? Making you pick.
Oh, what? Well, Kayla don't got a theme song, and I love music. Sorry, Kayla.
Tony.
Morning, Tony.
Oh, good morning.
He's like, how do I follow Destiny?
Man, honestly, Destiny laid down some facts because that was some points I was going to make out of tradition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been a photographer since 2007.
Oh,
so
wow.
I've shot thousands of quinceañeras. And I got a lot of family that's Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes with the same thing with tradition. If you're not preparing that child to do something that is traditional,
mm-hmm.
then the kids usually are scared. So honestly, I would say, who cares if the family wants the quince? The family's there 1 out of 10 birthdays. Why are you throwing tens of thousands
of
dollars for a party?
We didn't even point that out. What she said in the message was
that's
the family's
true.
Not even come to the birthdays. What do we care?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said make them do it then. If they want it, y'all do it. Y'all don't even be there.
Totally.
Yeah, I would say buy the girl a car.
Ooh.
Oh, well, I don't get behind that.
What?
She can get a job.
Tony said, forget it all. Get her a Bins.
What the hell?
Well, instead of, you know, because you're going to spend, most quinceañeras are around 10
oh,
plus.
It's like a wedding.
So,
I get
it.
It's obnoxious. It's like bat mitzvahs. They're crazy. Yeah.
People shell out the big bucks for that
like
kind of stuff.
It's like a wedding. Yeah,
right.
I get it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So spend half of that. Spend $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Get her a car. She's going to appreciate that a lot more. And then now you can teach her responsibility. Mija, you want to drive that car, you need a job because you need insurance, you need gas, and you know, it's part of owning one.
Interesting, Tony. I don't mind that advice at all.
Well, I just got own a phone, and that's enough. Like, a car? Hell no. A phone's enough to pay for. I'm already irritated.
Well, what do you mean? You buying him a car next year, you think?
No, I'm
he's
not.
Gonna be
and
driving
then, and then
soon.
You make them get the job to sustain it. I mean, if they want the car,
they're getting the car,
you are
and the job to buy the car, period.
Tony, I like that. Lorena is going to need to make some tough decisions here, but you gave some good advice, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I know. I try not to be funny all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know?
Oh, no. You're still funny. Funny looking.
Oh! Wow. So Jonas Brothers are coming to Pfizer Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got your tickets this morning.
November 20th, they're going to be here.
That's right. And then we found out some other big news yesterday.
And no discredit to the Joe Bros, but this one just hits so much closer to home. This is in my heart.
Oh, they're both in my heart. Jonas Brothers is in my heart just as much as Dave Chappelle.
I feel that.
Dave Chappelle got announced. They've both been around most of my lives. I mean, because
yeah.
I'm young like the Jonas Brothers, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm joking. But
stop
Dave Chappelle and Jonas Brothers, both, two acts I would kill to see, and both are going to be at the Pfizer. We found out Dave Chappelle's coming.
Yeah.
We're going to have tickets next week. Like, nobody has tickets but us. Nobody. Nobody. So next week, we will be back at 7:45 after Labor Day tickets.
This feels like an amazing just coupled up announcements because mm-hmm. you're right. Like, I grew up with the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
I grew
and
up
Dave
watching Dave Chappelle
Same.
Religiously.
Same.
So both are like hand in hand go like, which one do you want to go to? You could win both. I don't know.
You could do both. Why not?
There's
going to be people that go to both and I don't blame them because I'd be one of them. But the good news is the Dave Chappelle tickets go on sale today, but you have to have the pre-sale code before, you know, the official.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hooking you up.
Mm-hmm.
Got it for you right there. 1037kissfm.com. If you go to our website, you'll see that we have your chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets. And then right next to that, you'll see Allie and DZ of your Dave Chappelle tickets. Well, that's where the pre-sale code is for this morning if you want to get ahead of everybody else,
you know,
for Dave Chappelle.
If you missed that little sneak, we got a pre-sale for y'all. Go online, 1037kissfm.com.
And then after you get the pre-sale code, you can go to our podcast and listen to us on demand if you ever miss the show.
Well,
just saying, which is on this website as well. Okay, I'm done promoting ourselves now. And back to Dave Chappelle.
I was going to say, everything is on there. Literally everything is on there. You can sign up, be an Odyssey All-Star too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Susan G. Komen Walk is coming up in 25 days.
Ooh-wee.
September 24th, we're going to be walking for breast cancer. It's going to be a very busy month around here, isn't it?
So we got a lot of big things, not just coming up, but you could win, you could be at, you could support. So needless to say, go online and check it all out.
And speaking of concerts, here's your final update. If you listened yesterday, I did not go to Chill on the Hill yesterday. DZ invited me. It was the last one of the season in Bayview, the last outdoor concert they have.
Yep.
And I said, I'm coming. And then around 5 p.m., I got very busy with yard work.
It was a good day for that, though.
Because it wasn't hot.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not hot enough to go to the pool, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But it was hot enough to do yard work.
It was nice and breezy.
We're in yard work season now. The leaves are just about to start falling. I know I was supposed to do that in spring, but I was living my life this summer. So yesterday, I got busy with that, and then I did not come to Chill on the Hill, and neither did the boys, and so my band.
Brooke, can I keep it a buck with you?
Yeah.
We ain't go either.
You did it!
No!
You were happy when I canceled, weren't you? Was it one of those days where you were secretly happy when I canceled?
Fam, everybody bailed, right?
Everybody
bailed.
Mail. Oh, no.
Everybody bailed, and then I looked at Erin, and I was like, so what do you think? Do you still want to go?
Yeah.
And she looked up and said, mm-mm. I mean, she's back to work. This is her first full week back full time at
working.
School.
She doesn't want to go to a concert.
She,
in the, on
she
a
got
first
home
or Tuesday.
Little man, this is his first week in daycare, so our schedules are all thrown off. She looked at me and said, "Nah, not really. Dog." So we just stayed home too,
good.
Man.
Yeah. Good.
No, nobody missed nothing.
Well,
because we missed it all.
Actually, I missed something. I missed something you took from me.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
What are you talking about?
You took something from my house. At the beginning of summer.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you took it around Memorial Day, and it's now Labor Day, and I don't have it back. And so, am I the jerk next?
It ain't Labor Day yet.
It's Labor Day in
48.
It's a few days, DZ. DZ took something from my house on Memorial Day.
Oh, no.
And I don't have it back yet.
Oh,
so,
no.
So, we are going to discuss next for Am I the Jerk? Is DZ the jerk? These are my nails hitting the...
Oh, man.
Are you the jerk? We're going to let the listeners decide.
It's reckoning day, huh?
It is reckoning day because time's up, my friend.
Okay, fine.
Time's up.
Fine.
Tell everybody what happened next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, well, looky here. If it isn't a handwritten note... Well, this is a letter in the mail we got. We got snail mail today.
Ink ain't even dry on that mug.
It's a letter written by yours truly, me. And I mailed it to the radio station.
Who's it about?
You.
Oh.
It says, Dear
us. Dear us.
Dear us. Allie here. I wrote to myself.
Dear us, it's me.
This is like when you send yourself flowers to make yourself feel better. I've sent myself a letter.
Seems normal.
I've never sent myself flowers. That's weird, just for the record. Okay, so, just saying, ladies. Here's the deal. I did not write a letter, but I have a complaint around here, and I want to know if DZ's the jerk for it.
Lay it out, fam.
Around Memorial Day. Do you remember Memorial Day?
Nope.
DZ, in May? The month of May?
Mm-hmm.
What
okay.
is it?
Okay, yeah, I remember Memorial Day.
Oh, it's almost 3 months ago. There we go. I had to count out how long it's 90 days ago. Remember that?
Did you use your knuckles?
No. It doesn't make sense. But 90 days ago, I gave you something at the beginning of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, Allie, you got a chainsaw? And I said, you damn right, I got a chainsaw. You want to borrow it? Come on over and get it. So DZ drove over to my house in May, and he took home my chainsaw. The batteries that go with my chainsaw, two of them.
Mm-hmm.
The charger for the batteries that go with the chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he picked up a ladder while he was at it. And I said, friend, I'm not doing any yard work. I'm not cutting any trees down anytime soon. Have at it.
Do you, boo-boo?
Well, yesterday.
What about yesterday?
So now we're about to hit Labor Day. That was Memorial Day, everybody.
Uh-huh.
And I realized the weather is not as hot. I don't want to be at the pool. I want to do yard work now. And I can't cut down the damn tree that I want to cut down because my chainsaw's been at your house for 3 months. Wait, oh, wait. It hasn't been at your house for 3 months. It was at your house. You bought another house. You moved with the chainsaw.
Mm-hmm. I packed it.
You moved my chainsaw to your new house, and I still don't have it.
And the ladder. Don't forget about the ladder. We moved the ladder, too.
Where the hell is my chainsaw? You have got some nerve. Do you know what's funny? I didn't even care about this thing until yesterday, and then I got mad. I thought, I don't even care. Keep it as long as you want. Then as soon as I needed it, I was mad.
You know what's hilarious?
Where is it?
Yesterday when you said, y'all, like, I don't think we're going to make it. We're really deep into this yard work.
I was so into my yard work.
In my head, I went, oh, the chainsaw. Because I just knew there was something in that yard that you looked at and went, chainsaw time. And then went into the garage and looked for the chainsaw that wasn't there because it was sitting in my garage.
I knew it wasn't in my garage.
Oh, you remembered that I still had it?
Yes. You got very lucky. I did remember. You got so lucky because I was so busy mowing and running to the recycling center and like taking care of things. But I looked at one tree in my yard and I went, you got to go before it gets cold. You got to go.
It's time.
It's a tree that's a pain in my butt. I've wanted to cut it down, but we're running out of time.
Right.
Time's up. I got to cut this thing down. Damn chainsaw.
Nope.
Is DZ a jerk for keeping my chainsaw from Memorial Day to Labor Day? You heard me.
I had it from when the pool's open to when the pools are closed.
You had it from when we start yard work to when we end yard work. Like, what am I going to do now?
No, yard work season just started for you.
That's what you said. Only because of leaves. Only because I got to get rid of the leaves.
Hey, yo. Okay. I didn't realize I had it for this long. The number of times that I had told myself, told my wife, told you,
yeah.
Oh, I got to bring this back. I got to bring it back. I'm going to put it in the car.
And I would look at you in fairness. And go, I don't, it's fine. Bring it when you need it. I don't need it.
I don't
until I needed it.
Until yesterday came.
And I got motivated and I needed it.
And then you went, dang it, DZ.
I was busy, thank God, with other things. So I did not have time to be mad at you. But I do need it back, okay? Seriously.
Okay.
What the hell? Is DZ a jerk for keeping my chainsaw, my ladder, my two batteries, and my battery charger from Memorial Day?
When did the list get so big?
That was the list the whole time, DZ.
Oh, gosh.
From Memorial Day to Labor Day. And if you had a housewarming party, I'd think about buying you a chainsaw, but you gotta have a party first.
Oh, man, now I gotta have a party?
You have to buy me beer and alcohol. 414-533-1037. What do we think? Is DZ a jerk for keeping my chainsaw, ladder, chargers, and a battery charger for 3 months. We'll talk about it next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yeah, look what you did, you little jerk.
Hey, that ain't decided yet.
Well, we're going to decide right now by going to the phones. Michelle is in Hartford. Let's just pull her up right away. Good morning, Michelle.
Morning.
So, I gotta tell you, Michelle, DZ has had my chainsaw, my ladder, my batteries, my battery charger since Memorial Day. Is he the jerk?
Okay, yes, you are, DZ. Not sorry, dude. Not sorry. Allie, but why did you just give it back to Allie when you moved? Throw it in your car. That's one less thing you gotta move to the new house.
That's I said that to myself. I did, Michelle.
Yeah, you moved it from one house to the other. You didn't bring it to me, though. Nope. Unbelievable.
I packed it right in the moving truck and went, to the new house we go.
And you know what's funny? He brought his dogs over to my house.
but not
the chainsaw. He brought the dogs when he moved. He left his dogs at my house with the crate and everything. He didn't bring the chainsaw.
I forgot about that.
He had to pack the crate and the dogs, but he came with nothing else.
Well, the ladder wouldn't have fit with the dogs in the car, Allie.
The chainsaw would have.
Maybe.
I will say the other day, you could have had what?
He could have brought the ladder to work, too, as well. Given you the chainsaw one day, and then brought the ladder.
Yeah. Oh, dang it.
All right, Michelle said jerk. Thank you, Michelle.
Appreciate it, Michelle. Later.
So the other day, Hudson heard me talking about you and the chainsaw, and he goes, or maybe you were texting me last night about it.
Yeah.
That's what started this whole argument. And then I said, Hudson goes, you have a chainsaw? And I go, you damn right I have a chainsaw. You
mess with me.
I've used it a bunch. You don't remember? No. I'm like, well, you're going to see it soon.
Wait until Halloween.
All right. Mike is in Hartford as well this morning, but he's got his own theme song. He called 5 days in a row. Good morning, Mike.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Mike. I don't know if you're going to have DZ's back or not, but I realize he's had my equipment for 3 months now, through the entire summer.
This is split equipment, okay? I got part ownership in this. I've had it so long at this rate, Allie.
At this point, you just own it.
You want to borrow my ladder and chainsaw?
I do. Would you mind bringing it over, you jerk? All right,
now, Mike, where are you going?
Yeah, Michelle said jerk.
So I heard you say, I'm not using it anytime soon, so I'm going to say he's not a jerk.
Ooh.
Let's go. Because,
in fairness.
The only way I would say he was a jerk is if the batteries weren't charged and there was a rung missing on the ladder. Otherwise, if everything is intact, he's not a jerk.
Well, we don't know yet because I don't have it back, Mike.
So I'm
we're
going to
sure
find
out.
And the other thing is, he actually remembered to bring it from his old house to his new house. So there's that, too.
That's true.
It exists. It's alive.
And I've taken good care of your equipment.
Thank you.
I've tightened your chain on your chainsaw so you don't even have... I've readjusted the tension.
Thank you, because I needed that, because I always make my neighbor do that.
Mm-hmm. I did that. I've taken care of our equipment.
I am an independent woman with a chainsaw till I go to my neighbor and make him do it all. That's who I am. Thank you very much.
But Mike held me down. He said, nope,
Mike,
not the
said,
jerk.
You're not the jerk.
Not a jerk. You told him you're not using it anytime soon. You never gave him a return date.
You're right. And you know what? It's probably why I've had more anger this summer, because I wasn't using it enough. Honestly.
Allie needed her chainsaw for anger management.
It feels so good. It feels so good to cut stuff down. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, you're not wrong, though.
Honestly.
You feel power with that thing in your hands.
I've been mad a lot.
I just feel stronger.
Because you're destroying stuff. It's like a rage room. It's great.
You're not wrong. Ooh, you're not wrong.
It's a good, good, fun time. But I wouldn't know because I haven't done it in months, Mike. But that's just me.
We're so close, Mike. He says not the jerk, though. Appreciate the call, fam.
Bye, Mike.
Yep, have a good one, guys.
Later.
All right, so we're split down the middle. Let's go to Jessica in Mount Pleasant this morning. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Hello.
Is DZ the jerk for keeping all of my equipment, my chainsaw and ladder and all that, through the whole summer? I still don't even have it back.
I say jerk.
Oh,
for sure.
Obviously.
And I think for payback, he should come over and cut that tree down for you while you sit in a lawn chair and watch.
Yo, hey, yo, ho, whoa, 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 whoa.
You're too
whoa, Jessica, Jess, my girl, hold on now.
DZ, I don't even have to be
home.
Jessica.
I mean, you borrowed it for like 4 months.
And you know what? I don't even have to be home for him to cut the tree. You can come anytime.
Exactly.
Just mark the tree.
You can go with the girls.
And Jessica, I don't need to be in a lawn chair. I can be inside watching TV.
In the AC.
Perfect. Better yet,
no.
You can bring her dinner and her drink of choice.
Damn.
Oh, no.
Binge watches her shows while you're outside.
Now Aaron, his wife's like, hey, yo, we need dinner over here before you were taking dinner anywhere. Hold on.
Well,
hey,
Aaron's just coming over to dinner at your house.
And now, hanging out with me.
Now there's interest for borrowing the ladder?
Yeah, right?
There is interest. There is.
Jessica, well, I love the answer. That's hilarious.
She's got a great solution. And Jessica, I would say that is a great way to make it up to me, but I just said I need to get some anger out. So I want the chainsaw, I want to do it myself, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. I'm going to feel good when I get
then
done.
You go axe throwing with your girlfriends while he's cutting the tree down. Win-win.
Win-win for sure. I ain't paying for axe throwing, though.
I was going to say, cutting down my tree's free. Like, why am I paying for stuff now all of a sudden?
Oh, Jessica.
All right, thanks for agreeing with me that DZ's a jerk.
Have a good day, Jessica.
Have a good day, guys.
You know what?
Why?
I'm not trying to take nothing away from Jessica. I was going to suggest, you know what? Let me cut the tree down for you as an act of kindness.
Thank you.
For letting me borrow and not minding that I had it off for so long. But now that Jessica said I got to, now I don't want to.
Mm-mm. I got so motivated yesterday, I want to do it myself. Honestly, I'm having the I want to do it. You know how it is. It's fun.
Of course. I ain't mad at it. Why do you think I didn't give you the chainsaw back for so long? I was loving it. I was looking for stuff to cut down. I'm like, you think I could get this with this?
It's fun.
What big of a tree do you think I could get with this?
And I have a smaller one. It's like $150. Like, people are picturing a chainsaw. There's different levels of chainsaws. Mine's like the one you could do a lot with, but it's not so big it's intimidating.
You ain't cutting no, you know, 20-inch around tree down.
But I can cut some stuff down for sure.
You can get them branches for sure. I got a surprise for you, Allie.
What?
Your ladder and chainsaw, along with your charger and the two batteries, are in my car right now.
Are you telling the truth?
I'm bringing them back, baby. I got them for you. You're getting them back today before Labor Day.
You know what the problem is? Now I actually have to cut the tree down. Now I have no excuse if I don't do it today.
Yup, you sure don't.
All right, well, we're going to take a picture just to prove it, because I'll believe it when I see it.
I'll go take a picture right now.
We're all going to take a picture. We're going to take a picture with it together in the parking lot just to prove you brought it back. I'm
cheese.
Not kidding. Cheese. I'll be on the ladder.
And I'll be holding the chainsaw.
We're going to do pictures coming to Facebook soon.
You're going
to
see the pose and everything.
When we're not busy, we're doing it. All right. I love it. You are the jerk, though.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready to give away tickets?
No, because I'm a jerk.
Too bad.
Nah, let's do it.
You'll make up for it by giving someone Jonas Brothers tickets.
I like that spin.
414-533-1037. Caller 33, you're going to see Jonas Brothers when they come to Pfizer Forum on November 20th. Good luck. 414-533-1037. 103.7 KISS FM, Jonas Brothers. They are going to be in town on November 20th at the Pfizer Forum. And Troy is on the phone in Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant is hot this morning on this show. Listen to this. Better get down there. Get to the outlets. I got to get shopping.
You better stop at the Quick Trip, too.
At noon, where the men are. Hi, Troy.
Morning, Troy.
Hello.
You're not at Quick Trip, are you?
Are you at Quick Trip?
I'm not at Quick Trip. I'm actually driving to work.
Then you're safe. Wait, where you work at, Troy?
I work in Fort Atkinson, actually.
Oh, there you go. Yesterday on the show, I told DZ I found where all the men are. They're at Quick Trip at the hot bar at lunch. It was quite the discovery for me, Troy. It was a good day in my life. It was a very good day of drool. But, Troy, it's not about me right now. It's about you, Troy. You're going to see the Jonas Brothers!
Woo! Woo!
Congratulations. You ever seen them?
Thank you. I have not, but I'm actually excited because Nick Jonas is a type 1 diabetic, and so is my juvenile child. So he's going to be excited.
You know what? And that's a big platform. Nick has done a lot for juvenile diabetes, for sure.
It's unspoken about because nobody thinks about it until it happens, and then you go, whoa, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me and my wife, we were planning to get tickets anyway to go see him, so this is very exciting.
Oh, and I love that there's like an emotional connection for you as well, not just to the music, but to the person and what he does. Because Nick Jonas
is
a very, very fine man.
And that's what it's about, too. It's like the music is great, but the relation, when you got a personal tie to that, it makes the experience that much more. And now you won tickets.
Woo!
So November 20th, y'all going to be there.
It's go time. Congrats, Troy.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hold on. We're going to get your info. We'll get y'all hooked up. I love these stories. The more we talk to people, you start asking questions and unravels into some of these stories that I would never know Troy wanted to win because his kid has juvenile diabetes like Nick Jonas.
And the kid relates to that, so now you want to buy tickets? You don't got to now, Troy.
Yeah, and it makes the kid feel like they're not alone and they're not the only one, right?
This is what makes lifelong fans out of people, bro. Like, I got chills. Yo, I got chills.
That's right. All right, well, we will have another chance tomorrow, same time, your chance to win those Jonas Brothers tickets because they're coming to Pfizer November 20th. And then next week, we have Dave Chappelle tickets because he just announced he's coming to Pfizer in October.
Charlie Murphy!
We're on fire on this show! Hooking you up with free stuff. 103.7 KISS FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so I don't know why we have to have this discussion every few months about Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys, but here we are again. The last time we talked about him, it involved his brother, unfortunately, Aaron, passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's back to Nick Carter and another sexual assault allegation. I can only read so many of these on the air before I start to get more and more angry and ill and go, why are we still here? Why is this guy still performing at this point?
Why is this man's only relevancy? Negativity.
Well, the Backstreet Boys have been touring and doing fine, but you can't keep having this and him just acting like nothing's happening. That's not going to work for us ladies. The Me Too movement has come. We are here.
In this
case, get off the stage.
There is such a thing as bad publicity.
God. Well, he's denying all of it. There's a woman who says, because a lot of these are coming out from when he was younger, which is even, and he's got to go back and try to defend these. So he was 23. She was 15, she said.
Yikes.
He says it never happened. And he says, not true. But she said that, you know, she got invited on the tour bus and was given alcohol and all this stuff. And he says, it's all lies. So, again, you know, I don't know what to think. I always immediately understand we have to listen to the woman.
Yes.
And after, like, how many different people? This is not the first time with Nick Carter. How many of these do I have to hear?
How many allegations or accusations do you hear before you go, bro, what is going on back there?
There seems to be an issue with celebs. We watched it with R. Kelly for years. Yep. We heard these stories. We knew he married Aaliyah when she was underage. We knew that. Mm-hmm. I knew that when I was in high school that he had married her illegally.
Right.
Look how many, he went 25 years after that before he ever got taken to court.
Nobody even said a thing.
Not a thing. And everybody knew about it.
Dog, what is that?
I don't know. It's like, come on. So it's...
This is a bad vibe, though.
It's a horrible vibe. So he will have his day in court, I'm sure. He's just saying it's all lies, but it's like another one with Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. Move over. My remote goes there. 103.7 Kiss FM.
That's a way to start.
Move over. My remote, my phone, my charger, they all go there. There's no space for you. I'm sorry.
Dang.
Look again. It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So we have serious stuff to talk about today.
Yeah, we do.
DZ looked at me dead in the eye and said, hey, Allie. And there was nothing weird about this, by the way. He looked at me dead in the eye and goes, hey, Allie. What side of the bed do you sleep on? And I go, like if you're facing it or looking away? It's like a stage.
Yeah, oh, that is true. Is it stage left or stage right?
If I'm looking at the bed, I'm on the left side. If I'm staring at my bed.
If you're looking, if you're at the foot of your bed, mm-hmm. looking towards your pillows.
Left.
Left side of the bed. Mm-hmm. Oh, we sleep on the same side.
We do.
Yeah,
well,
man.
How funny, because that would mean if you're on the left or the right, if you're laying in it, and your wife's on the other side, see, that's where all my stuff goes.
Ah, so mm-hmm. that's where you said, move over, that's where my remote goes.
So that's why when people try to spend the night, I'm like, puppy, move it out.
Sleeping bag on the floor for this sleepover.
I got places and my remote goes there, not you. Because I had to explain to DZ, I said, even though I'm single, I don't sleep in the middle. I don't switch sides. I stay on the same side.
But you don't got to be single to sleep in the middle. Ask my wife. She sleeps in the middle nightly.
So does Hudson. Hudson gets in bed. He's on top of me. I'm like, what the hell?
I need my space, my boy.
Get on your other side.
My reasonings are a little weird, I guess, if you will.
But you have a reason you sleep on that side of the bed?
Yes.
Oh, mine is just where I ended up.
That's just where it is.
Moved in, that was where the nightstand with my stuff ended up, and that was the side I was on. Okay.
What? No, for one, the simple one, I like to be Big Spoon. You know, I like to hold my wife when we sleep.
But why does that matter which side you're on?
Because if I'm on my right side, mm-hmm. if I sleep on the right side, then I got to turn the other way. And there's a major, major reason why I can't turn the other way.
Why?
I get such bad acid reflex, I can't lay on my right side to sleep. So the way your diaphragm is set, you know, picture your body left side, right side.
Yeah.
Your stomach hangs more open on the right side.
Okay.
So if you lay on your right side.
I've never heard this. Where'd you learn this?
TikTok.
Oh, so it may or may not be true. Okay, go
facts.
On. Go
but
on.
I believed it because it helped.
But I love TikTok. Go on.
So when you lay on your right side, it promotes more acid movement in your stomach.
Oh.
When you lay on your left side, your stomach hangs and will hold the acid normally.
So you're saying I don't have acid reflux. If someone has it, they should lay on their
left side.
No kidding.
You should lay on your left side if you suffer from acid reflux.
Dr. DZ learned it on TikTok and you heard it here first.
And the way it helped me immensely was crazy. Before we started switching, because I used to be a right side sleeper. I did. I used to be a right side sleeper. It was just kind of common.
Yeah.
The last place we lived in before Bayview, mm-hmm. so the north side, mm-hmm. right side sleeper. Every night I'd wake up, acid reflex. I'd wake myself up like, coughing.
And like, then you saw the TikTok and you switched sides and it worked?
Switch sides, Shut up. Boom, bam. It was like a miracle cure.
For real?
I'll still get it, but now it's like if I eat something really late or if I eat something like that I know is going to mess me
what
up.
A simple fix. And how did nobody ever tell you that your whole life?
My whole life, what never knew it. Always was a right side sleeper. You know, I don't sleep on my back. I either sleep on my stomach or on my side.
Yeah.
Right side sleeping was bad vibes for me. Yeah. But me wanting to be Big Spoon, sleeping on the right side, I was sitting there waking up every night like, why am I doing... All of a sudden, boom, bam, TikTok goes, no, sleep on your left. It'll solve it. And guess what? Bink. Did.
And then it did. And it then did. It did. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, that... You know, listen, you can call or you can text. 414-533-1037. Because DZ just said he learned about the acid reflux on TikTok. And I'm sure people have input on that. Or people that are listening who have acid reflux are going to give it a try tonight. Honestly.
Try it out. Might change
Julie,
your life.
Julie from Oak Creek texted in and said, anytime you have stomach issues, you should always lie on your left side. I've never heard this.
It's the way your stomach is in your body. Interesting. I learned that and I went, wow.
Wow. Okay. But you are, we're the same side of the bed though.
We're left side sleepers. Left side.
If you're at the foot of the bed staring at the bed, we're left side.
Yep. Left side.
And then nobody's allowed on my right side because that's where my stuff goes. And your wife is in the middle.
Yeah, my wife just sleeps in the middle.
Which is good. You're going to have another baby. Eventually, you're going to have two kids on her side anyway. It's fine. You're preparing for the future, DZ.
You right.
Just saying. All right, we're going to discuss which side of the bed are you sleeping on and why. Very deep talks this morning.
The deepest. Deep sleep talks.
We'll talk about it next. Which side are you sleeping on? Huh? Which side? People are texting in saying, TikTok is wrong.
Okay.
Well, if you ask me, TikTok is right all the time, and I love it.
TikTok held me down, so I don't know.
No, you were talking about how you sleep on which side?
Left side. Because I lay on my left side.
Yeah, TikTok told you that helps with acid reflux, and it has helped you.
It really has.
But somebody texted in and said, I sleep on my right side, and it helps my acid reflux. So, okay, fine, whatever.
Hey, maybe your stomach's different.
We're not here to argue about acid reflux. We're here to argue about what side of the bed you sleep on. That's what we're talking about.
Yep.
DZ and I weirdly sleep on the same side. It's a 50-50 shot. It's not that weird.
So weird. Straight crazy.
But the other side's for my remote and everything else.
And your phone.
And my phone. There's no room for anybody there.
Your water bottle, you never know what's going to end up there.
Very busy or on that other side of the bed. Let's go to Rose in West Bend this morning. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning.
What side of the bed are you sleeping on and why?
So I actually sleep on the same side as you guys. I sleep on the left side.
Party on the right!
My acid reflux. Yeah. I have acid reflux horribly, too, and I like to cuddle my dog and my cat. Mm-hmm. So I sleep on my left side, and no... DZ is right. If you sleep on the left side, it does wonders for acid reflux.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Well, thank you. Much.
So she does it for acid reflux and to cuddle the pups and cat.
Yeah.
I respect it.
And Rose, you know, like you sound like you have a little bit of a raspy voice, like me.
Oh yeah.
That acid reflux could do that to you because
it could damage your cords.
When I've been to, you know, ear, nose, and throat specialists over the years, they would always check for it, and I'm like, I don't have acid reflux. Mm. Like, stop looking for. I don't have it. It has nothing to do with my voice sounding like a man. Yeah. All right, Rose. Well, go back to your kids, please, God.
Yeah, he's running around going crazy.
We appreciate the call, Rose. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
All right, Emma's in Cudahy. Whew. It's like when you walk out of a loud house of kids, you can breathe again. I'm like,
Kid was asking to be picked up in the background. Why?
Emma's in Cudahy this morning. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
What side of the bed are you sleeping on?
Left side, strong side, what?
I'm laying down in the bed right now, so I'm facing the left side towards my wall.
Hey, left side sleepers, baby!
Looking at the wall! All right.
And why do you sleep on your left?
I don't know. It's just because looking at the wall, it just helps me fall asleep. And
okay,
it's
wait,
just
though.
So cozy.
Do we need to clarify what we're talking about right now? Because we're not talking about what side of your body you sleep on. We're talking about what side of the bed. Because she said... She said, well, I'm laying on it and I'm looking at the wall. And I'm like, wait, are we on the same page here on what we're talking about?
She's doing both.
You could be talking about which way you're facing and which side...
Oh,
versus which side of the bed you're on. They're two different things.
Right. No, right? I think she says she does both. Left side, left sleep.
Well, and honestly, depending on which side you're laying on, you'd be looking at the wall. Either way, right?
There's two walls.
There's two walls.
At least.
Why would you not be looking at a wall when I think about it?
Yeah, but I'm like right next to a wall, and then the other side's like facing towards the room.
Oh, bed against the wall. Oh. So she's an inside sleeper.
That's an inside sleeper.
That's a different topic.
Mm-hmm.
See? There is no side. You're on the inside with no out. There's outside or inside when your bed's up against the wall. Mm-hmm. Period.
Yeah, that's true. No, that is true.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole nother layer we hadn't thought about, Emma.
Your water. You have no nightstand on that side.
She don't get thirsty at night.
Throw it at the wall.
Since I just have like a twin size bed, I just reach over.
Okay.
You know what, Emma? We're hanging up on you because she just said she has a twin size after all that.
And she's laying in bed right now. Emma, go back to sleep.
Go to sleep. There is no side of the bed. What the hell?
She sleeps in the middle.
She really called in and then at the end said, I sleep in a twin.
Emma, we're going to talk to you later. We appreciate the call.
She is funny.
Bye. She said, well, technically, I don't have a side.
We just talked to her for 3 minutes about what side of the bed. And then she goes, and I have a twin.
Turns out there's no sides.
God. All right, fine. Let's go to Lindsay in Franksville. We'll pull her up next. We're talking about what side of the bed you sleep on.
Number is she on?
She's on one. I apologize. You were busy when I was finding them all. Lindsay.
Hey.
Do you sleep in a twin bed?
I have a queen size bed. I do not have a twin size bed. I have a side.
Thank you.
And what's your side?
Yes. Jinx.
All right. It depends. Like, if my fiance's in there, then I take the door side, which at both sides of our houses, it's the left side. Because at my house, I have an old farmhouse, and it's like an outside door is on that side.
Uh-huh.
And she gets the inside, like living room door.
Hold on.
So if she's not there, then I take the inside living room door and the right side.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We didn't know there were couples that switch sides every other night.
No, I know. We don't switch sides. I switch sides if she's not there.
Okay. Because that would sound like the craziest concept.
No, that side's closer to the bathroom. So I'm nice. I protect her, but I give her the side closer to the bathroom if she stays over. So,
that's nice of you.
Aww. Consider it.
You're
the big spoon.
Yeah.
Me too, usually. And I'm looking at these dudes like, what the hell?
But if her kid's over, then like her youngest will crawl into bed, and he used to get in the middle, and he's like, I don't like sleeping in the middle. I'm like, you can sleep in your own bed.
So, wink, wink.
Yeah, but now I've turned into the middle spoon if he finds it. So yeah, I've left middle.
Lindsay,
right.
You scared
mix and
me.
Match.
She scared me when I thought they really just switched every other day.
No, we're not.
Who does that?
You want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
Somebody out there does.
I was just about to say, Lindsay, I saw a video that kind of kicked this into my brain on what side do you sleep on? There's couples out there that really are unfathomably not caring about what side you sleep on. Whoever lays down first picks the side,
that's
and then
weird.
The other person just gets in bed.
No,
y'all are crazy.
Weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Somebody texted in and said, I sleep diagonally across the bed. Well, there's a new one.
Nope, that's my wife.
Nice.
That was my wife texting.
That was Aaron. She forgot DZ was even in the bed.
Most days.
Lindsay, have a great day.
Take care, guys.
You too, bye.
Last but not least, let's go to Amanda and Racine real quick. Amanda. Oh, Amanda. Which side are you sleeping on?
I'm with you guys. I'm on the left side.
Yeah, party on the left side.
The strong sleepers.
What? You can actually be on the wall side because I like to be next to the wall. If you have a window, that's where my nightstand is. It's the window.
That's where
I put everything.
You know what? Can you lock her in and pull up the last caller as well on the other line? If you know what I mean. I don't even need a theme song at this point. Just lock her in and pull up line 6.
All right, hopefully this works.
Good morning to line 6. You want to join our party on the left side of the bed?
Party.
Maybe.
maybe.
Tony and Racine. Tony, what side of the bed are you sleeping on?
I am that crazy guy.
I am an alternator.
You know what? Get the hang up on him.
You're the one that told me to answer.
I changed my mind. Hang up on him.
Hey, Tony, you did this to yourself.
Never mind. Bye. Goodbye and good riddance. What do you mean you sleep all over? That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Who does that? Why'd you say we had to talk to Tony?
I knew one of our regulars was a serial killer. Just took time to figure out who it was.
Tony and Racine.
Ding, ding, ding. 103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ, did you hear Justin Timberlake working on new music with Timbaland and Nelly Furtado? I said what I said.
Stop it. Dog, look me in my eyeballs. You're lying.
Justin Timberlake is working on new music with Timbaland and Nelly Furtado. I said what I said.
What is this, 2002?
Yes,
I love it.
It is.
Yo, well, I can hear the beats now.
Summer Love came out in 2007, and I only know because I was in love.
In the summer.
You know how, like, music, it sticks with you based on your experiences and emotion. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Cry me
I was in love, that. Yeah. I'll never forget that.
And no reason crying nothing.
And now I'm divorced, and here we are. Okay, so DZ, let's talk about yesterday.
Dog, speaking of crying, so we're deep, and y'all have heard me talk about how now we've started to bring Sammy to daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Today is officially day 3 of Young Samurai's daycare experience.
Your 2-year-old, because your wife had to go back to school. She's a teacher.
Yep.
She's working.
She's back full time. Mm-hmm. I never left. Sammy isn't
here.
Doing anything different. So daycare it is. The last 2 years, my little sister watched our son. She's not doing that anymore. Daycare. Let me tell you why.
You've been all nervous about this all week. Monday, you were stressed.
Oh, yeah. I was tweaking.
Yesterday, you were stressed.
Hands clammy. Guess what? I go to pick up this young man.
Yesterday. Because you pick him up around noon, right? Like when the show's, when we get out of here. Half day.
Yep. I leave here and I'll basically go pick him up.
You know, I'm getting nostalgia. Like, this is all the stuff I did when Owen and Hudson were babies.
You're seeing me do it now.
I see you now leave at noon. Because nobody ever had kids on the show.
Well, maybe you can give me a tip as to how to feel about this.
Or at least if they did, they didn't go get them. Like I did. I said what I said. No, but
maybe you can help me out with this.
Yeah.
Because, like you just said, I'd been stressed, worried.
Yeah.
It's your kid, your firstborn.
It's scary.
Taking him to someplace new, somebody unknown, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Why is this man now crying when he's leaving daycare? He wanted to stay.
He did not.
48 hours, 2 days.
2 days in, and he cried. Wait, he cried when you picked him up?
This man is 6 hours deep into Juana's daycare going, no, Juana, what did you do to my son, lady?
He hates you and he loves her.
He wants to stay and play with the kids. He wants to be out back. He wants to hang out. She probably lets him do what he wants.
This is the best case scenario, though.
It made me feel great, but it almost broke my heart a little bit.
Because
I was like, you are so independent that you just are good wherever you go.
And let's be careful what you wish for, because you were so afraid to leave him and you were so focused on the negative that you forgot that he might love it. And it's one of those, what if everything works out?
He's loved it.
And everything's working out.
It's been amazing.
I don't want to jump to conclusions 2 days in, like a new relationship, but you never know. It's looking good.
It's looking great. We're honestly...
If we were going to put a ring on it, we would do it at this point.
She's comfortable. He's comfortable. I think he might have a girlfriend there already.
Sammy, you're too young.
A little girl walked him to the door.
Tia Allie said, back it up.
Papa, mama, everybody said, back it up.
All of a sudden, I'm speaking in Espanol. Now I'm like, Sammy?
Sammy, un momento. Come on now. Like, Buddy was literally going crazy. A little girl walked him out, and I'm like, Evelyn, I'm going to need you to back up for my son, miss. No.
Summer love.
Stop it.
Well, you know what? Thanks for the update. I'm glad Sammy's doing good at daycare.
I got you.
And I love it that he cried when you came to get him.
We'll see if he cries today after day 3.
See, I was going to say you could just leave him the whole day, but that would make you cry because then you'd have to pay for full day daycare. So we ain't doing that.
No. The way my bank account's set up.
Parents get it. Trust me. If you can do half a day, we're cutting at half a day, okay? That's where the daycare ends.
Oh, God, though.
Well, Sammy, happy he's doing good.
Us
Keep
too.
Us updated on if he cries again today. If he cries when you pick him up today, then I'm really going to start laughing.
Will do. If he cries when we're about to pick him up, I'm just going to leave him.
You are not.
I'm be like, all right, I'll be back at 5.
See you then. Bye.